Okay, the president has to choose a new Federal Reserve chair. When it comes to the economy, though, he has some more immediate concerns. One, the threat of a government shutdown at the end of this month. The other, the battle to increase the country's debt limit. Joining us, as she does most Mondays, is Cokie Roberts. Hey, Cokie.
Hi, David.
So we have this big date coming up, October 1st, when the government could run out of money and might need to shut down. And, I mean, it does not seem like the president and lawmakers are getting anywhere close to some kind of deal to avert that.
No, they don't seem to be close. Now, the president is going to make an economic statement today. He's going to talk about jobs and his plans for that. But immediately, we do have October 1st, which is the beginning of next year's fiscal year, and when the legislation funding government spending expires. The Republican leadership had a proposal to keep things going at current spending levels, but it was rejected by members of their own party, what I call the upstart caucus, the newly elected in the last couple of elections, conservative Republicans, who thwart their leadership on a regular basis. And what they want to do now is once again do something to take away any spending from Obamacare, the health care bill. Now, they know it's not going to happen. The Senate's not going to defund Obamacare. The president's not going to sign anything like that. But they're insisting on it, and outside conservative groups are lobbying very hard the Congress on it. Republican leaders know a government shutdown works against them politically, so they're trying to avoid it, but they haven't found a way out yet.
That's a window into that impasse. And Cook, I guess, these pressures that families know very well, it's one thing to run out of money and have to make difficult choices. It's a whole different problem to default on debt. And defaulting on the nation's debt is something that Congress and the president might need to try and figure out. Is the deal possible there?
Well, a deal, I think, is essential there. The government has to lift the amount that it's allowed to borrow in order to finance programs it's already agreed to spend money on. And if it doesn't lift the debt ceiling, as it's called, then it could go to default, which would have very serious financial consequences. The president says he's not going to compromise on this. We've never had the situation in which a party says that we have to have, he says, what we want 100%, and then we're going to let the United States default. He claims the other side is intransigent. But here again, that upstart caucus in the House could queer any deal that's agreed to by the leadership. They feel they have a strong hand just because it's so important. Yesterday, one of the leaders of that caucus, Michigan's Justin Amash, said, look, we have a Republican House. We've been elected by Republicans. We have to start with a Republican plan, and then we can compromise. But so we'll see what that means.
Cookie, I was struck recently when President Obama said that he is trying to refocus attention on domestic issues, I mean, even as he deals with the situation in Syria. Now that we have this deal over the weekend, the U.S. and Russia agreeing on a way to try and rid Syria of chemical weapons, I mean, does this mean that Syria is less of a concern for the president and the United States for now?
Well, it's less of a concern between the president and Congress for now, and the Russians gave the president a way out on that, and this is, of course, a very important deal if, in fact, it can get chemical weapons out of Syria. But that's a big if. A very senior White House official told me over the weekend that the deal is not done yet. Still, he said, and I'm quoting, we have miles to go before we sleep. But still, it did pull the White House and the president back from the brink of a humiliating defeat in the Congress. The real question now is, how do you enforce this deal? And that is not at all settled. And if, in fact, the Syrians don't comply, what does the president do then? Does he strike? And does he go back to Congress before he strikes, if that's what he chooses to do? Big questions still left there, David.
A lot of questions still to answer. Cokie Roberts, always good to start the week with you.
Thank you.